We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
The opinions expressed on this webmasterradio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of webmasterradio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of webmasterradio.fm is prohibited.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101. SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm is now in session.
Hello and welcome to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my co-host is John Carcutt, who manages the SEO team at Seer Interactive. Well, John, how's Seer?
Seer is rocking. I'm like so happy I made this move. I'm really excited being there because they're doing some amazing things with link building and just content. It's just a great team. I'm just thrilled that I was able to make this move.
Awesome.
We could do the whole show on how happy I am at Seer. So.
maybe another one.
All right. We can plan it out. I'll get some guests come in, talk about what they're doing, the whole deal.
All right. Well, now you'll be talking about weather since there actually is weather in Philadelphia versus Miami.
What do you mean? What are you talking about? All that white stuff, the snow. I just was introduced to snow again after like 10 years in Florida. It's quite fun, actually. I haven't done donuts in parking lots since high school, so it's like great. I hope my wife not listen to this.
I'm sure she gets extremely excited that you're there then. we've got a good show today. Busy stuff, lots of stuff going on. I guess it's the new year for you.
I don't know. Is there like a season for like the engines to go crazy or something? Because this must be it.
Well, I was thinking, and I'm thinking maybe I should like, because I'm really bad with time, really bad. I should just make a future post in for this December and say, hey, get ready, everyone, it's coming, and you know, look like I'm omniscient and all this stuff. But in any case, we're going to start with some news from Matt Cutts today. It really, like John was just saying, and we were discussing, it's a rare sneak peek into what's coming from, well, not even sneak, a rare public peek into what's coming from Google in terms of algorithmic updates. Let me bring it up here. The idea essentially is, let's see if I can quote him. Where we go? Here we go. It happened today at 9 a.m. Pacific. From Matt Cutts directly on the official Google blog. He essentially says that there's been some updates, and I've certainly seen them for a few people who have been calling me in clear panic. not clients, but new potential clients. Anyways, I'll quote a bit of it here. As we've increased both our size and freshness in recent months, we've naturally indexed a lot of good content and some spam as well. To respond to that challenge, we recently launched a redesigned document-level classifier that makes it harder for spammy on-page content to rank highly. The new classifier is better at detecting spam on individual web pages, i.e. repeated spammy words, the sort of phrases you tend to see in junky, automated, self-promoting blog comments. We also radically improved our ability to detect hacked sites, which were a major source of spam in 2010, and we're evaluating multiple changes that should help drive spam levels even lower, including one change that primarily affects sites that copy others' content and... Wow. Busy, busy.
Yeah, it's crazy. So it's like, I don't know... Just to back up a second, for those who don't know, if you're not reading Google's official blog, read it. The URL is googleblog.blogspot.com. But be on top of that, read it, because some great stuff comes out of there. But it's really interesting that they're opening up, telling them this is what we're targeting, this is what we're going after. The main thing that I saw coming out of this, when I looked at this as a whole, the one thing that Matt didn't mention anywhere in this whole post was what they're looking at from a link perspective. This is all content. I don't know what that tells us. It tells us A, either they're really, really happy with the way they're dealing with links right now, or B, either they don't want to tell us what they're doing there because they got either more radical stuff going on that way. So what they're talking about here is very specifically targeting content and how you deal with content on your site.
Well, frankly, it's about time. I mean, links are good and they've been spending a lot of time on them, but the amount of sites that are out there that are just, I don't know, they're sucking dry all the other sites with content. They're literally just duplicating content. It's crazy, and they're doing well.
Yeah, it's crazy. What was that? Did someone put out a tool recently, like a spam calculator or spam clock? Did you see that? I'll have to find that. But if you look at you search for spam clock, somebody put out a tool that basically started January 1st of 2011 and estimates how many new spam pages are put on the internet every minute. And it's just doing a countdown, like, you know, the national debt, but it's like how many new spam pages have been added to the index or to the web since January 1st. And I saw this like in the first couple weeks of January, it was already in the tens of millions.
Who do you think published it? I'm on a page right now. What's your favorite place? One of your favorites.
For publishing what?
The spam clock, which is spamclock.com, by the way, for everyone. You have a T-shirt with the name on it.
Oh, is it Blecko?
You got it.
Yeah, okay. Blecko.
Yeah, Blecko put it out.
I like Blecko.
Every hour, 1 million new spam pages are created. Right now, the total spam pages created since January 1st is, according to them, 495,622,669 as of just then.
So what Matt was talking about today is directly affecting or impacting or targeting that exact kind of content, the spam stuff that the Blecko's so graciously counting down for us.
Well, and you know what? I think, like I say, I think it's awesome they're doing this because there are a lot of sites, and I get potential clients all the time talking to me, and they're saying, "Well, this is what I do. I just take this content, I repurpose it." It's like, "Oh no, okay, create your own content. You're just shooting yourself in the foot if you're duplicating content that's out there." Okay, fine. It has worked. It has worked, embarrassingly so. I mean, I feel embarrassed for Google to say that it's worked, but it has. And now they're going to be kicking that in the ass this year. So make some changes, smarten up, and you'll do a better job of standing the test of time. Now, I just broke all this down and what it means for you as a business owner and all this stuff, this latest update from Matt on the Stepforth site. So stepforth.com/blog. I've got links to a number of things that might help you out, and including links to our Facebook page in case you have any questions for the SEO 101 Facebook page, which is good for asking any questions you have, and we're going to get to some soon as well. So if you have anything that we didn't cover, please do leave some questions there.
One other thing I want to point out about this post is a link Matt put in there to a plugin for Chrome that lets you report spam web pages directly from your browser now. which is really interesting to me. And I've actually seen a couple people that, Jill Whalen being one, actually, she was tweeting today about the fact that she always had this policy about, I'm not going to report spam. It's not my job. It's Google's job to find spam. She's wrote a pretty blazing post not too long ago about how poor Google's results are, and she said, look, they're not doing it, so I'm going to start doing it. And she mentioned this tool, so I think they're making it easier for people to actually report the spam that they find as well. So it's just going to get tougher if you're a spammer.
Yeah, I think so. And if you've got, and one of the things I mentioned in my post is, if you've got a site that has high repetition but you currently got top rankings, and that is very common, extremely common, especially in product-based websites, you're not going to want to make any changes, and I totally understand why, because you've already got top rankings and you don't want to be proactive and, you know, jump the gun. Just keep an eye on things, and if you do see things start to drop, if you start to see some rankings tumble, be responsive. You know what's likely wrong. It's likely this update. Now, this update's a couple months old, as it always is when Matt announces this kind of thing, but there are going to be more. It's going to get more aggressive. So, you know, be reactive if you have to be, and just make the changes and tone down the repetition. Watch for the next time Googlebot gets to your site, and you should start to see improvements, or at least the next three times it comes by, my guess.
Agreed. I agree, definitely.
So something I'd like to add, too, is some of the stuff that's coming is Google has said that they're also looking for not just sites that automatically duplicate content, but stuff with low quality content. So again, it's sometimes hard to be original with what you write, but try and be original and try not to duplicate anything you've done before without, again, making it very without rewriting it, all that kind of thing. Yeah. Quality. And that's good. That's what they want. That's what everyone wants, better signals on Google. And I think that's a good thing.
I tell people at the beginning of programs, especially if they're doing a new site, the hardest part about this entire process is getting good, original, unique, quality content. That's the hardest part.
Yeah, and you know what? One of the things I had recently is I had a client hire me to do keyword research. But part of that, I said I would give them some ideas for keywords or for content. So I actually created a list of content of my ideas, because sometimes it's just too difficult when you're busy and you're working on the same product. Sure. But someone else outside can see some better ideas. And, you know, and I think it helped them quite a bit. And I know they've already got some content written. In any case, let's take a quick break. And when we get back, we've got another bit of news.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
If you're looking for a new multifaceted SEO and social media toolset, look for the Raven. Raven has the important tools that every internet marketer needs. Raven offers customized metrics for managing link building campaigns, social media campaigns, with campaign reporting and research tools that you can easily manage. Build up campaign performance for your clients and give your team the tools that will make them soar. If you want to increase your internet marketing revenue, look for the Raven. Go to RavenTools.com. That's RavenTools.com.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart, or you've read their SEO code of ethics, so you know they're SEO experts. But did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
Looking for an affiliate network that can package every solution an advertiser or publisher needs in one account? Your one-stop source for full-server solutions is AdMedia.com. AdMedia delivers an incredible lineup of specialized XML feeds for local, social, and search, plus the advertising arsenal of PPC, SEM, contextual, display, and more. AdMedia gives your campaign real visibility, from emailers to domain redirects. AdMedia tailors your all-in-one campaign to give your account a real advantage. AdMedia.com delivers cost-effective ad solutions with real conversions. Learn everything AdMedia can do for you today. Sign up at AdMedia.com. AdMedia, strong ROI made simple.
Advance your affiliate marketing efforts every week on Affiliate Buzz. Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. Or on demand anytime inside the Affiliate Marketing Channel only on WebmasterRadio.fm. Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm with John Carcutt, who manages the SEO team at Sierra Interactive, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. Before the break, we were talking about some news from Matt Cutts and the Google Spam team, that they've made some changes and updates to the algorithm and what's coming up this year, at least some hints to it. So what have we got next? We have Google Offers. Why don't you take that?
Google Offers. So if you're not following the news or you've been asleep for 40 years and your name's Rip Van Winkle, Google recently tried to buy Groupon. And if you're not familiar with Groupon, Groupon is a local targeted couponing service where you sign up and you get an email, or you can go to the page and every day you get a new deal in your local area. So it's very targeted to where you live, coupons at local restaurants and that kind of stuff. And it's one of those things where you pay $10 and you get $20 worth. So it's like a 50% off thing most of the time. Google tried to buy Groupon, and Groupon has been valued at what? Billions and billions of dollars at this point, like eight or nine billion, something like that. And Google tried to buy them for like 6 point something billion before they were valued at 8 something billion. Anyway, Groupon turned Google down, slapped them, and they said, "No, we think we can do better without you." So Google announced, or actually didn't announce, it leaked on Mashable, that they're going to be starting a new product called Google Offers, which is basically a competitor to Groupon. We don't know a lot about how it works. It's most likely going to tie into Google Places. I'm sure it has to tie into Google Places somehow. I mean, I don't know that for a fact, but it would make perfect sense. And it's just another advertising platform for them that's providing value to the users. And it's like, Groupon, you didn't want our money, so we're going to bury you. It's basically what they said today.
None of us saw that coming.
Yeah.
Actually, it's pretty cool. On Search Engine Roundtable, that's scroundtable.com, they've got a Google Offers fact sheet, which you don't see this very often. It says confidential on it, and it's from Google, and it's got a listing of what it's going to do and all these things. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, that's the one that Mashable published, too. I think Mashable broke the story.
Yeah. Actually, he says that here too. I'm just looking at the one on SE Roundtable, and it's nothing absolutely crazy cool about what you're saying here, but it's neat to see confidential stuff get out. Wonder
somebody's
who's the wiki for the SEO.
Yeah, someone's going to lose their stock options.
I figured that there's a lot of competition out there. I've got clients that are dying to use Groupon, but frankly, they can't get in. It's just too busy, and they're frustrated with that. So they need more competition. They need more people out there, and Lord knows everyone's popping up with this idea. And I think Google's got good, they should go for it.
I read some responses today talking about just the general market for these deal hunters that are looking for that. And somebody made some very good comments about the fact that these deal hunters are not very brand loyal. So because they're just looking for the best deal, if they might be on Groupon, they might be on some other, like there's one called Brad's Deals. There's a bunch of different ones. And Google starts another one. It's just another one for them to add to their list. So it makes sense for them to get into it. They didn't get in the easy way by buying Groupon, so they're just going to punch it out.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a bargain hunter, and I am actually, sometimes I am brand loyal, but it depends. If it's electronics, no. If it's something like a restaurant, if I really like the food and that was introduced to me by Groupon, mm-hmm. Awesome. I'm in. I'll start going there. So there are certain things I think that will work.
Sure, you'll go to the restaurant, but is Groupon going to be the only place you ever go to look for coupons because they recommended a good restaurant?
No.
See, that's the level where the brand loyalty disappears. Whoever's
going
to
find them. Oh, I
thought
you were talking about the actual products. Okay.
No. Whoever finds them the best deal at that particular time.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, it's becoming pretty awesome for us, for all us consumers, because the deals are pretty freaking good. I just need to
It
find one
is.
for 50% off, like a 1 hour massage, and I'm in.
I
That'd be awesome.
know this girl back in Florida. Well, never mind.
No, the one that I
You
can
are.
tell my wife about.
You already met her anyway.
Jeez.
Don't
Oh
judge
man.
me,
Okay, moving on. And this is something I found also when I was on Search Engine Roundtable, an interesting discussion about a Google whitelist. And it's all about, let's see, I'll jump back here. A while back, Foundum.com was repurposing a lot of content by aggregating it for their shopping portal. And Google, I guess, gave them a good old slap, and they were kicked out of Google, and it wasn't improving. But then they started getting a lot of great press, Foundum. So Google decided they'd get into some discussions directly with the company, and they ended up adding them again. And then they said that they were added to their white list. Somehow this sort of skirted a lot of radars, and it's now being brought up by Barry and this gentleman who thought it was kind of crazy. And hey, they don't even say his name. Michael Martinez found it strange that the SEO community did not react to such news, quote unquote. Great. Yeah, it's true. You know, at what point can a company get it back into Google, even though they're still technically doing what they were doing before? You know, they haven't changed, as far as I know. Do you know anything about this?
I haven't read that. That's an interesting thing. I mean, the idea of a whitelist has been around for a long time in Google, so that may be why the industry didn't like jump all over it. But because we know like they had the issue with BMW a few years ago, where they made some switches real quick and got back in the listings immediately. I know there was direct, everybody knows there was direct communication between them and Google to get them back because they're such a huge brand. So whitelisting hasn't been something that's been like, this is the first time we've ever heard about it. I mean, it might be the first time this is what it's called that I know of, but the
Well, it's the first time
concept.
I think it's been noted that Google said that word. I think that kind of it's always been talked about. I've certainly heard it too, but I'm not sure if we've ever seen they actually published the letter
Who
from Google.
is the author, do we know?
Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to look back into this and see if we can get some more. Maybe I'll post it on our site because I think this is really interesting. It's a great line of thought. And the last paragraph here I'm going to read because I think it's interesting. It's not that long, but this is Michael Martinez saying, "There are certainly, in my opinion, reasons for some businesses to vent about Google promoting its own content above search results. But the solution is not to bully Google into whitelisting a site that is violating Google spam guidelines. That is unfair. And if that is the way Google is going to do business, then they can count on me to call for government regulation of search results."
How screwed up would that be? Just think of it. We should have that conversation someday, Ross, over cigars. Government regulation of SERPs. It's just like, just imagine search results being handled like healthcare, all political. You know, we've got congressmen in the U.S. anyway. We've got congressmen trying to vie for their constituents who are giving them money to have better search positions.
Oh,
It
brother.
would be crazy.
You just know there'll be a underground internet at that point. No one would, they couldn't control it. There's just no hope.
Everybody
it'd
would
be all
jump over.
Wi-Fi connection or something, you know?
Everybody would jump over to IP2. So there is another internet that's strictly university based right now, university and some government institutions, IP2. A whole new set of IP addresses that not everybody has access to.
I think it'd be interesting. That's for sure. There's no question it would go underground, though.
Oh, yeah.
In any case, let's take a quick break.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Oh, yeah. My day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use certifiedknowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
From domains to digital marketing, social media to blogging, you can reach this broad audience by using what you're listening to now. Reach the thousands of internet marketers that download and listen live to the premier on-air and on-demand podcast network, WebmasterRadio.fm, with the Internet Marketing Channel. Our ad campaigns are fully integrated with multiple avenues of exposure, from slick, effective 30-second commercials to detailed, informative 30-minute town hall meetings. Expose your products and services to listeners and podcasters of not just shows like Market Edge and Domain Masters, but anyone looking for ways to market their business with your product. Contact sales at WebmasterRadio.fm to find out more.
From domains to digital marketing, social media to blogging, you can reach this broad audience by using what you're listening to right now. Reach the thousands of internet marketers that download and listen live to the premier on-air and on-demand podcast network, WebmasterRadio.fm, with the Internet Marketing Channel, featuring shows like The Joel Comm Show, the WordPress Community Podcast, and more. Our ad campaigns are fully integrated with multiple avenues of exposure, from slick, effective 30-second commercials to detailed, informative 30-minute town hall meetings. Expose your products and services to listeners and podcasters of not just shows like Market Edge and Domain Masters, but anyone looking for ways to market their business with your product. Contact sales at WebmasterRadio.fm to find out more.
LPO, Landing Page Optimization, Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the advertising channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm. Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm with John Carcutt, who manages the SEO team at Sear Interactive, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. Now, before we tie up the show here, I just wanted to mention something. I just got off the phone with someone who's had gone through hell, and how I wish I could talk about the company that put her through it, but I'm not into that. But
you will tell me off the air, right?
Actually, I didn't want to know. I was afraid to know.
All right.
Yeah, this is bad. But she tried to leave this company, and they ended up saying, well, they actually own the website. And so she couldn't take anything. She took the content. That was it. But they couldn't move the site. And then when they moved, these people also cut off her feed to Google. All these things, all her rankings dropped. And they just bought this company and that own the website. Oh, it's gone to hell to the point that the poor lady is using her last money to have me help her get the rankings back, which scares the bejesus out of me because I can't control Google. I'll do my best, but I can't. And you know, you don't want that kind of pressure on you. And I feel horrible for her. And people, please read the fine print. Read about what you should know and what you shouldn't. Do and what all the stuff about hosting companies and when you're getting a website built, and talk to one of us. It's within our interest to make sure it works well for you because we want to work with you.
I just want to make sure I understand, Ross. It was her hosting company she left, right? Because it sounded like she left her job, but it was her hosting company she left, or design.
Yeah,
firm?
Sorry, I get so darn frustrated. No, she bought this business that happened to have a website with a web design company that made it, and they hosted it and everything. And when she tried to move the website away, the company said that they owned it, that she couldn't move it. And they sensed that she was a problem and all this sort of stuff. So they started shutting down critical feeds to her site and with veiled reasons. And it's scary. It's really scary. And here I am, it's such – I mean, I want to help her so badly, but of course we're busy too, right? And I've got to find some way to put her ahead of the queue and help her. And oh, brother!
So I agree with you completely, but there are some industries where that is perfectly normal, and that's the way the contracts are set up, like the real estate website industry. If you go to some company that specializes in real estate websites, and what they do as part of your package is give you feeds in from the MLS, which is for those who don't know, it's the database that contains all the houses that are up for sale and the data about them. That's a very specific, not easy to do feed type situation, getting the MLS information onto a website. So I can understand them owning that because that's like part of the architecture. But if the content on their site and stuff like that, I agree with you completely.
Yeah, and I totally hear where you're coming from, and that's correct. And that's probably why people should talk to us right away, you know, whenever they're concerned about something like this or when they're going to start a new site. We can certainly see through a lot of the BS. In this case, they shut off her Google product feed. So
Google Base, yeah.
Google Base, really frugal, whatever you want to call it. All these.
Oh, man. I haven't heard it called frugal in way too long. Thank you for that memory. I love that.
Yeah. She used that today. That's why I used it. In any case, it just killed me. You know, I hate to see a company like this. And, you know, when they're saying, well, we'll try and scrape it together. Other than that, or we're going to shut it down. It's like, oh, a waste. Just because someone got just silly about. Anyways, it hurts to deal with this stuff. And I'm getting more and more of it. I've had three of those in the last 2 weeks.
People, yeah, be careful if you're hosting on a site that does like its own hosted content management system, which means your site is not separate from other people's sites, so you're all run on the same back end. Those kind of solutions are usually very tricky, not only to get in and out of comfortably, but if you hire someone like Rosseri to optimize it from an SEO, it's not most of the things that we have to do. They may not be able to do, because if they do it for your site, that means they have to roll it out for every site on their network, and they're not going to do that just for one of their customers. So be real careful if you're doing those hosted e-commerce sites or those hosted sites with a lot of built-in functionality.
Excellent. Yeah, and I know we're both pretty busy guys, but I feel so passionately about this. I'd love to help anyone I can. So mine's ross@stepforth.com. That's my email. And, you know, feel free to ask me for help if you need to review a system you're about to go with or something. It's so critical. It's absolutely critical, and it'll save you tons of headaches and probably a few years of your life if anything goes wrong.
And possibly your mortgage.
So. Scary. Yeah, actually, in this case, they had mortgaged their home.
Oh, wow. So,
bad scene, and it's just like I just wanted to cry. Anyways, on that lovely note, I'm so sorry. Yeah,
thanks for leaving the show on an up note, Ross.
Yeah. Oh, man. In any case, you know.
Oh, here's an up note, just so everybody knows. Rand Fishkin went from a PR 8 to a PR 7 today on SEOMoz.com, and is really actually quite funny because Todd Malakoff's stunt double was teasing him on Twitter about really, really missing his one little pixel in the green bar. If you get a chance, look it up. It was a really funny conversation they had. So, SEOMoz did. And no, he's not worried about it one bit, and I wouldn't be either.
Oh, yeah, PageRank 7. Wow.
Poor guy.
What's he doing wrong?
Should we send him like one of those fruit baskets instead of flowers? You send him fruit that looks like flowers.
Waxy.
A sympathy basket.
Yes. Well, on behalf of myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and John Carcutt, who manages the SEO team at Sierra Interactive, thanks for being with us today. And if you want to follow us on Twitter or send us questions or anything, my Twitter ID is @RossDunn, and John's is.
I'm @JohnCarcutt.
Great. Thanks for joining us today on SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm. We air every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern at WebmasterRadio.fm. Have a good week.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Shipping in continental U.S. only. See website for subscription offer details.
Calling all partners. Losing weight is better together with Nutrisystem's new partner plan. It's so much easier when you do it together. You'll both get new premium meals with up to 30 grams of protein. They're big and filling and taste delicious. New skillet selections that go from pan to plate in minutes. And new restaurant faves that taste like your favorite restaurant meals, portioned at half the calories. Powered by the science of ProSync to help keep your blood sugar steady
body and you losing weight. Motivate each other, keep each other accountable, and reach your goals with Nutrisystem's Partner Plan. Just go to Nutrisystem.com/diet right now and get 50% off. You heard me right. Go to Nutrisystem.com/diet right now and get 50% off everything. Don't wait. This special offer will not last long. Just go to Nutrisystem.com/diet right now and get 50% off. Go to Nutrisystem.com/diet.